Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have an amazing event that is coming up for Friday, March 28th with Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford. You are not going to want to miss. Joining us in studio is Wendy Edwards Beardald Norton, and joining us on the phone line is Sandra Mogensen with all of the information, and we're going to dream a little bit, shall we say. Good morning, Wendy, and good morning, Sandra.
Good morning
Hi, Jamie.
What is happening for March 28th? It's called Dream a Little Dream, and Wendy, it features certainly your music, sort of behind the scenes, if you will. What's happening? What's happening?
Well, first of all, let me explain that I, or splain, as Lucy used to say. Though my name is Norton, I am not the featured member of the Norton crew. My husband is Christopher Norton. And I think this is where this all came about, because Pat McKenna was looking for something new for the festival to do this year after doing Anne of Green Gables last year. And Jamie Sire, who is a wonderful musician and just everything in music, who lives out in Calgary, has done a lot of work with the festival committee here. And he said, "Did you not know that Christopher Norton is now living in Stratford?" And she said, "Christopher Norton?" And of course, he was able to explain to her who Christopher Norton was and what his background was, which is quite remarkable. And as I explained to you when we came in, he's just been nominated today, or not nominated, but designated as the Lifetime Achievement Award winner for the London Educational Music Committee. I'm sorry, I don't have the proper name for it, but in London, England.
That is fantastic news. Congratulations.
Well, it is a wonderful tribute to him, and he certainly deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely.
His work is so far afield that I know that I married him in 2014 and had no idea how broad his influence was. So I'm the minor part of it.
Oh,
he has encouraged
stop.
Me to go ahead with my compositions and what have you. So when Pat McKenna got this information, and she's executive director for this festival, she approached Chris with the idea of taking one of his micro musicals, which he started in about 2013, and which after we married, he had started with 6, and we've now done 31 of them. And they were originally designated for schools, elementary, middle schools, and high schools, because music wasn't being taught really in the schools. The budget wasn't there for them. So this covered so much, and they were all curriculum-based and a lot of fun. And every child in the school was involved with it.
Nice.
So there was no, you know, star system. It was every child. So that's one of my things that I think we should be most proud of, that we're touching so many kids. There, right at the moment in London, England, there are 10 schools that are doing 10 different musicals that we have written. So when Pat heard that, she thought, well, we've done some Shakespeare ones, we've done Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, and we have done Midsummer Night's Dream. And so she thought, well, that would be a really interesting thing. We can do the musical. But then when she began to look into Chris's background and see what he has accomplished, she thought, that's maybe just cutting it off a little too much. So she thought, why not do a broader spectrum type of situation where we bring in some of the other music as well? So that's how this has developed. They will be doing excerpts from our Midsummer Night's Dream, but they will also be bringing in music that both of us have written for instruments, piano, for flute, I think for violin, for three pianists at one piano, and Sandra will be part of that as well.
Okay, well, let's get Sandra in on the conversation. Sandra, you are going to be part of this event.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be a part of it. For the sake of the Kiwanis Festival, which has had a great presence in my own children's lives and also in my piano students over the years, and singers, young singers that I've worked with and young string players I've worked with. It's been a really important outlet for young music students. So I'm happy to support the festival, but also that it's involving the music of both Christopher and Wendy. Christopher's music has been known to me for many, many, many decades. My mother was also a piano teacher before, and she introduced me to the music of Christopher Norton a long time ago, and I've used it for my own students for ages. And then when the Nortons moved to Stratford, it was just, wow, there he is. He's living here. And since then, both Wendy and Chris have become good friends of mine. And so just to be working with their music and in this cause, it's just really an exciting. I'm so happy to have been asked to do it.
Oh, there you go. Well, Wendy, that's high praise right there.
Well, I have to tell you that the praise is returned to Sandra Mogensen. When we first came to Stratford, the very first concert we saw in Stratford was Sandra playing, and both Chris and I were blown away by her wonderful interpretations at the piano. She's a brilliant pianist, and since then has surprised me with a few things at the piano in my work, which has been delightful. But we've gone to Sarnia and her concert of hers there, and we just love her dearly. She's a consummate artist who has played all over the world, all over the northern sectors of the world, in Denmark and Sweden and Norway, the Netherlands, Austria. So she's an incredibly well, not only well trained, but a deeply, deeply a musical person.
Okay, so again, Sandra, we're so happy that you can be part of this event. We're talking about the Aquinas Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford, Dream a Little Dream. It is happening March 28th at Avondale Church at 7 p.m. We'll talk about how you can get tickets and all the information. But we should also talk about the Dream Ensemble that'll be part of this event.
It's quite an amazing situation. I went I try to stay a little bit in the background because I'm not doing any of the playing, and I don't want to just go and critique. But I did go yesterday because I wanted to see what was going on, and I was absolutely blown away by these majorly amateur performers. Some of them as young as 7 years old.
Okay.
One little boy who's seven who was absolutely delightful. But they're wonderful. They have, some of them have had their first introduction last year in Anne of Green Gables, and some of them are brand new. And so these are the ensemble players. And they were just wonderful. They're singing in parts. They're acting on the stage. They're dancing on the stage. So it's quite a wonderful thing to see. I just want to go back up for a moment to mention that also this concert is a benefit concert. The money goes towards the work that the Kiwanis does in the community and music every single year for years. And Sandra talks about her childhood. I'm much older than Sandra. And believe me, I grew up in Hamilton, and Kiwanis Festival was part of our life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point right there. And again, be sure to be a part of this event. Dream a Little Dream, again, celebrating the music of Christopher Norton and Wendy Edwards Beardall Norton, 7 p.m., March 28th, Avondale Church. And this is a pay-what-you-can event. So suggested amounts like $25 for adults, $15 for children, $20 for the live stream link. So this also will be live streamed.
We also, they told us yesterday they've had their first live stream request from New Zealand.
There you go. We're going international. We're going global. There you go. So you can go to the Kiwanis Festival website, and it's KiwanisFestivalStratford.com/events. That'll get you all the details. KiwanisFestivalStratford.com/events. Sandra, while we have you on the phone lines, any final thoughts or any thoughts about Wendy and Christopher?
I treasure their friendship, and I treasure their music. Wendy is also a hugely beautiful composer. She sold herself short in that intro. Her music is delightful. It fits the hands of the pianist. It's very accessible to the listener, and I'm excited to be playing a group of her pieces, and also to join in I think four hands and also six hands at the piano with Chris and with the Jamie Sire. So it's going to be just fun all the way around.
It's not to be missed. Sandra, if they'd like some more information about you, do you have a website or anything else like that?
I do. I have sandramogensen.com, which is easy if you know how to spell my name. And then I have a project known as Piano Music She Wrote, and we have a YouTube channel where a colleague of mine, Erica Sipes, in the U.S., she and I, it began as a pandemic project, really focusing in on music, especially historical composers who happen to be women. Many of those composers have been overlooked over the centuries. So we have a YouTube channel, Piano Music She Wrote, and we also have pianomusicshewrote.com and various other social media to do with that. So it's a good place to just learn about, oh, actually women were composers as well back in the day, not just nowadays.
There you go. Sandra, we're so thrilled that you could be part of this amazing concert. And Wendy, any final thoughts or just to, you know, be a part of this, get registered, pay what you wish?
Fun. As I put on a little note in my on my line, come for the music, come for the talent, but come for the fun, because it will be fun.
There you go. And congratulations to Christopher. That's a fantastic accolade.
It's as my son, who is also a musician, said, they shouldn't be calling it lifetime achievement because he's still writing. He's not dead yet. Well, I could kill him.
Still going strong. Dream a little dream. Again, celebrating wonderful music with the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford. Again, KiwanisFestivalStratford.com/events. It is coming up March 28th at Avondale United Church, and that's just a great concert venue, 7 o'clock for that. Wendy and Sandra, thank you so much. And we wish you great success with this upcoming show.
Thanks so
much, Jamie. Thank you so much, Jamie.